Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast, the ultimate destination for all you freedom seekers out there who are yearning to break free from the chains of a traditional job and create an online business that allows you to live life on your terms. Get ready to unlock the secrets of online business, digital marketing, and be inspired by incredible interviews with those who are already living the dream. And now, please join us in welcoming your host, Lindsay Sutherland, a high-performance business consultant and a true advocate of the laptop lifestyle.
Welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm super excited today. I have an amazing guest, somebody that I've talked about on this podcast already. I finally got her here in person to share with you guys her wisdom. Her name is Megan Williams. So Megan, welcome to the show. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your business and just a quick introduction, and then we'll dive into what we're talking about today.
Thank you, Lindsay, for having me. I always love when I get to talk to amazing women who have created something that will bring value to other people. And your podcast is one of those things, which is fantastic. Hi, everyone. I'm Megan Williams with The System. I have been offering solutions to families and business owners for the last 20 years. My background, however, is in high school teaching, and I have my master's degree to be a principal. But I just knew that as I started to help people and find solutions, it would give me more of an opportunity to have a lifestyle. Not that teaching doesn't do that. I wanted to be able to raise my kids. I wanted to be able to have choices. And as Lindsay and I share some of these ideas and thoughts today, I just want you to have an open mind because I had an open mind, it changed our financial future, which is a lot of fun. But I love when I can help people. So that's a little bit about me. Oh, and I have three beautiful boys who are now freaking teenagers. They're big.
Yes, I know. It's like when they're bigger. I was telling my oldest son, I said, like just total mom moment here. I was like, do you feel like I should hug you more often? Cause you know, I'm like, I try to like make, you know, be that kind of mom, but you never know. Like when your kids get older, do they start to feel different about it? You know? So I asked him and he's like, I mean, I don't feel like you should hug me more or less. Like it's fine. And I'm like, okay, good. I just wanted to like check in now that you're taller than me.
Oh, mine hug me all the time. And then they give me kisses on my forehead, especially my oldest who's almost six three now. He thinks it's hilarious that he can like snuggle with me. So
I love that.
Don't give up on it, Lindsay. It's so much fun. He's 18 and he's awesome. So
Yes. It's so fun to watch him grow. So today, guys, we are going to dive into how to create multiple streams of income. So whether you're a business owner, so if you've already got a business, this is a great opportunity for you. Or if you're looking for an opportunity, kind of ancillary, because, you know, I've found people who, as a coach that I've talked to, who are looking to expand into other streams of income and their life and their business. And this opportunity really resonated with them. So anyway, this is a great opportunity for everybody. And I met Megan through LinkedIn and through somebody she knows, and then he connected us to it. It's like a network is your net worth type thing. Mm-hmm. And I was just immediately impressed with the caliber of woman Megan is and the businesses she's built. I mean, you all know if you're building a business, the work it takes to get to the level that she has attained. And I honored and respected that like instantly. I was like, girl, I see into your window and I know what you do. And I'm so excited to share because the opportunity you're creating for other people is a blessing, and it blesses people in more than one way. I mean, yes, there's the side of the earning an income, but then the product that you're offering is a blessing to people who just need it. So let's talk a little bit more about what the system offers.
You know, it's so good that you say that, Lindsay, and I really appreciate your insights because you are coaching so many businesses. And a lot of times when I meet with business owners, the first thing we do is just talk about services and how we could give them more value. You know, what I found is when you have the right connections, your life is better. So when I first started marketing with our company, what I found was people are looking for solutions, and our company basically brokers wholesale. You know, cell phones, healthcare now, this is the huge one we're really excited about. energy in some of our markets, merchant processing. Again, when you can come to a company and say, hey, let's keep $2,000, $20,000. Now with healthcare, sometimes we're keeping $80,000 in their pocket, but still offering solutions. You get excited because you've worked so hard for your business to grow. One, you want to attract more employees. You want to attract growth. You want to retain who you have, but why spend all your money on a service when you could have a, you know, at wholesale because you knew somebody? So that kind of was the first thing that really caught my attention when I began to market. But what I really loved is, like, today I met with a business owner. He already is having huge value on our healthcare product. And then he started giving me referrals because the program is fantastic. His savings is earth-shattering to him. And we sat down and I said, listen, you're going to keep giving me referrals. It's just what we do as business owners. What if we can monetize all the hard work, all the work you've done, and have a strategic partnership that can open up for higher level branding for you, better things for your clients, and it can build something on the side? And what I really appreciate about this is it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's the idea that we already have an asset. The asset is our relationships and our clients, but most of us don't feel comfortable trying to, quote, sell them something. But we love the idea of giving them discounts and having great products. And we always love to say, oh, I got this on sale, or you wouldn't believe this. And so this is the easiest way to take all your hard work, not have any extra overhead or anything like that, but be able to bring value add to your already hard work and create something on the side.
So this ties into two strategies I teach. So usually when somebody books like a profit acceleration, it's not a course, it's like a power session. Okay. So what we do in that time frame is I work through their business and we look at 12 key areas that can increase profit in their business without increasing marketing spend. Okay.
Love it.
Two of those key areas you're touching on. One is reducing expenses. So guys, if you're already spending money on mobile phones, cell phones, who isn't? Yeah. And number two, you're already spending on energy. You're already spending on healthcare. It's like you can come in and immediately reduce your expenses by looking at this. So even if you're not interested in doing the referral thing or connecting this to everybody else, because that's usually how it starts. Like you want to reduce your expenses. You're looking for that. Boom, you know, connect with Megan, because these are ways that you can legitimately decrease your expenses and increase your profit instantly. Instant profit, guys, that's money in your pocket. Number two is joint ventures. We talk a lot about joint ventures and strategic partnerships, as you call it strategic partnerships. I call it joint ventures. It's the same thing. And here's the thing. So let's say, and this is a good example. So one of my friends and clients, so she is on the board of a really big organization that focuses and helps with private investigators. So she and I connected. First, she recognized the savings for herself for health insurance. And then she was like, oh, I see value here. And I'm connected with this organization of private investigators who are self-employed. And guys, when you're self-employed, finding quality, affordable health coverage is a challenge. In fact, I can't tell you, Megan, how many people have told me their number one reason for not starting their own business is because they have health insurance with the job. So they're literally staying in a W-2 they hate just for the benefits. Now listen, and it's not even because they have a medical issue. A lot of them, it's just because they have the fear of something happening. And then what will I do? This is your solution, guys. This is your ticket, because that's the second thing, is these joint venture partnerships. So maybe like what our friend Adina did, is then she decided to offer this to all these people and bless them because it is a value. And then it ended up also creating an additional stream of income in her business. So guys, this is why I had to have Megan on here, because it's just such a win-win for everybody.
That's right. And the biggest thing that I think that comes along with this is people have, well, how am I going to learn everything? Well, you don't have to learn everything. The neat thing about the way our system works and why the system has been successful for hundreds and thousands of you know, hardworking individuals, whether you're a business owner or whether you have a job that you would like to walk away from someday, because trust me, guys, a business can be a job that you want to walk away from too. You know, it can work both ways. The nice part is it's just part-time. It's designed to take what you're already doing. You're already talking to people. You're already networking. You already have created relationships and just saying, hey, I've got something I think that can work, and then direct them in the right place. And our system has put together really great ways to help accelerate that process, to work with experts who know what they're doing. And then it gives you the time freedom. But just like our good friend who is a private investigator is, she doesn't have to be an expert on healthcare. She just has to like the program and tell people, oh my goodness, I'm saving $800 a month on myself. Not even, you know, what adding my husband who's now 65, so he has his own stuff. We've been able to do great things. She was like, this is changing my life. $800 a month to keep in your pocket is huge when you're, you know, independent contractor. Yeah. But going back to those people who have jobs that they just go get so they have benefits, our solution is huge. Because instead of going to the marketplace, if you're willing to think outside the box and trust that all of these entrepreneurs have come together and found this solution, it works amazing. So again, you guys, it's about being open-minded to a conversation, and we'll find the right fit. And it doesn't cost more money. That's what I always loved, because when I could bring a value add and it wasn't asking people to spend more money, it was about, you know, changing where that money's flowing and then keeping it in your pocket and then even having the rewards back, or like, you know, what is it with our credit cards? We get cash back rewards. Mm-hmm. Same idea. But yes. Now our bills become lucrative, which is great.
Yes, yes. Well, and it's such a simple process. You've been amazing. So guys, like, you know, I have I called it the pie circle of trust in the early days, because this podcast was the Passive Income Examiner. So we always were the pie tribe, but I still have the circle of trust. These are people that I personally get to know. I investigate, like, you know, I'm not ever going to come to the table with just somebody who's just wanting to promote themselves and share their message on the podcast. Like, if you hear me endorsing something, it's because I've either personally experienced it, tried it out, or I've gotten to know that person beyond the transaction and personally. And Megan and I have, I mean, we've been working together now for a few months beyond mm-hmm. just what we're doing here, connecting with each other. I've been helping her in her business from a marketing perspective. And I'm seeing this, she and her husband, Ryan, are just salt of the earth people who genuinely care. I mean, you just don't see that a lot in some businesses, I suppose, but you two definitely are cream of the crop type of people. So I'm glad we finally got to get you here on the podcast. So tell us, what are some of the, like, what are the most pressing questions most people have when they first hear about this opportunity?
Well, I love what you're doing, and I'm glad I get to be part of the pie tribe. That actually sounds awesome to me. So that's fantastic. I think the biggest pressing is, how is it possible? Well, the one thing that I can tell you is every company out there has to pay for marketing somewhere, somehow. Our company has a 31-year track record of connecting a service to the customer without all the middleman nonsense. We went to that direct sales approach in the sense that our marketing is done. And so we cut out 30% right away. So the first question everyone always asks is, how in the world can you get these prices? Well, the first thing is, we're not spending marketing. We're using relationships. We're sharing it grassroots, which is a huge advantage because, again, you get to talk to someone who's real and find out that this really works. And just like Lindsay said, is I have vetted all of our different vendors or our different companies or programs that we work with. And my husband and I won't promote something that's not going to be the same or better and have long-term value for our potential clients. And if we look and we're not a good fit, I will tell you, you did a great job finding something that was good. And we can talk about the pros and cons. But what's nice about this is not everyone has found those kind of resources. And so that's the second question they ask. So first they ask, how is it possible? One, we don't market. It's all grassroots. It's all just sharing stuff about what we can do. Second reason is that most of our programs are out of this box thinking. You know, it might be a generic brand. It not always, but sometimes it is. Like our healthcare is designed to really fill all the gaps that are missing in healthcare now. It's fully comprehensive. It becomes your entire coverage, but there are some pre-existing condition clauses. There are things that will protect the group to stay solvent for long term, but it's totally inclusive. And that's the other thing. It's not restricted by race, religion, ethnic background. It is so inclusive. Our membership is growing like crazy. And so there's so much money to protect us all. If our health goes into a place that we're not ready for, we don't have so much risk. So those are just some of the examples. And I know on a podcast, you guys, you're not going to get all the details, but Linz and I are such good friends that we can connect, and she will send me anybody who has questions, and I'd love to share more with you. So just don't worry. It's not that it's secret. It's just, there's so much great things. You can't say it all in a 20-minute podcast.
Well, and not only that, but the questions that they might have listening to this are going to be relative to their life and their experience. Yeah. Like with Adina and her husband, who's over 65, that was a unique to her situation. And so my invitation would be this, like, I'm going to link how to connect with Megan and Ryan in the show notes. Just book a call. Get a conversation started. Worst thing that can happen is you make a new friend, which isn't that bad. This is great. You make a new friend. Yes. So, you know, by all means, ask the questions and find out for yourself. Don't pass an opportunity because you're thinking, don't prejudge and count yourself out. Just go in and with an open mind, like she said, get a phone call scheduled and go for it. You know, Megan, I just attended an event called the Conscious Investor Growth Summit, and hosted by a good friend of mine, Julie Holly, who is an apartment syndicator. She's and this event was really real estate investing focused, but it was so much more than that. What I loved about this event, and it ties into what we're talking about, is how Julie's pillars are. She's like, there's three keys to success. There's health, wealth, and mindset, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like a milk stool. If our health isn't covered, we can be the biggest hustler in our business and trying to get a lot of times, and this is a mistake a lot of entrepreneurs make. We go full on, like, deep dive into the rabbit trail of building our business. And what happens? We let our health suffer. Mm-hmm. We don't take time for ourselves. We don't focus on our mindset. We just get so narrow focused in on what we're trying to accomplish that these other things fall to the wayside. Well, one of the things that I love about your healthcare program specifically is the ability to have free telemedicine, because, mm-hmm. you know, why not get on a call when you just have a cold, you know, rather than pushing yourself through. Like, there's so many little things that you guys offer, and then having that extra cushion of the financial income that you can just to give yourself a little extra peace of mind. Heck, even just do it to get your own healthcare coverage covered. I mean, you know, that's an option too. Like, imagine that. There's so much potential here. It's like one of those things where, like Megan said, we can't go into like all of the things, but there's so much potential. Let me give you one more takeaway that I know the people listening to this podcast will appreciate. This is probably not something the majority of the people you connect with think about, but this is kind of how we think because we're entrepreneurs. Guys, if you're running a business, like I'm building a SaaS business, right? Service as a software. Well, she's got a merchant service program. I can get, and it does integrate with the software. So I can get my clients that are using my system onto this merchant software. And guess what? Now I'm earning a commission. Like, think of it like an affiliate commission through helping people get and save money on their merchant services. What about I can also offer them ID Shield? It's ID Shield, right?
ID Seal.
Seal. Thank you. I know I say it wrong every time. It's like, I need to like rewrite my brain cells. Okay. Yeah. So ID Seal, so that, you know, they can get their identity theft covered. Or cybersecurity is such a big conversation. Her program, the system, offers some protection there. So why not get my clients on that? Just as an added value. You guys have heard me talk about a power offer. Here you go, right? I've got a SaaS program that in and of itself is awesome. Plus, I'm going to save them money on merchant service. Plus, I'm going to give them cybersecurity protection. Plus, I'm going to give them the opportunity to look into healthcare, which is going to blow their minds because that's not something that people think of that comes with the software, right? Now what just happened? I've elevated my software solution beyond any of my competition. So talk to Megan, because not only is this a program that you could look at for yourself or for your business or for your friends and family, it is a program you can legitimately implement into your business, depending on what you're doing. It aligns with so many potential things. It is worth looking at and considering, and it's so much easier than you think.
No, I love that, because I work with a lot of brokers, financial planners, and institutions that are looking at these power packages, just like you said, Lindsay, to offer their clients. And there's nothing wrong, again, to create residual income or affiliate income by making those referrals. And that's what we basically are doing. We're using grassroots, we're using our, you know, our networks and all the hard work we've already developed, and just adding more value. And it gives that everyone we talk to better things. And I'm just going to leave with this little teaser. My husband and I worked with the traditional BUCAs, which are like Blue Cross, Aetna, United, all the big healthcare guys, right? We were spending anywhere from $1,900 to $2,500 a month, depending on which group we went with and all the extras we paid for. Well, with our group, we were able to reduce that cost down to $605 a month. We went from a $10,000 family deductible in-network, a $22,000 out-of-network deductible, to a $2,500 family deductible with no network restrictions. You can pick any doctor you want. You can go anywhere in the country. You can work with any specialist. It's amazing. And it's changed so many dynamics for our family, and health-wise, we know we're totally healthy. We've stayed on top of it because we're not afraid of getting those bills because they're advocates. So again, I wanted to throw a little bit more of those numbers out, because when someone goes, oh my gosh, you're telling me I could keep $1,400 a month in my pocket.
Yes.
It changes the risk. It changes everything. So, but like you said, with what Lindsay's able to do for her clients is give them a whole experience. We can do the same thing, and we can look at what your current company does and find out where we could be the best strategic partnerships to offer and build something on the side. And that's what I love. Like the home inspector I talked to this week, he's so excited to offer energy savings in our market because we live in a deregulated area. He's also like, home security, that makes so much sense. And then all my other contractors need healthcare. Mm-hmm. So again, it's not a weird conversation to talk to somebody when everybody is struggling and they're trying to find ways to keep it in their pocket and they want to look. So let us help you with solutions for you. See if you like those. And then of course, as you look at that, we'd love to talk about being referral partners. And again, multiple streams of income. And you really said it good. Joint ventures are so important, ladies and gentlemen. They really are, because you never know what's going to happen in your future. And having income coming from lots of resources just gives you peace of mind, which is so nice.
Well, and when you look at it, like you said, marketing costs are about 30%. You said your company saved 30%. So when we're talking about running a business, a lot of times people make this mistake. They think, well, I need to make more money, so I need to increase my sales. And then they think naturally, well, I need to do more marketing. Well, you might increase your sales by 30%, but if you're spending 30% of that 30% to get that number, well, then you're really only increasing it by, you know, a fraction, right? So your profit, and it's sad because so many people think, well, you got to make something. Yeah. What did they say?
Spend money, to make money.
Spend money to make money. And it's like, no, there are ways that you can actually make money and make profit, keep your money. And these joint ventures are one of the most powerful resources because it's all relationship driven. And ladies and gentlemen, I know, like, I am so pumped up on this right now, like relationships. I just went to this event. And I'm literally in the process of recording a podcast about my takeaway. So I'm going to bunny trail for a second because it was so good. And it's so point to why people need to connect. You walk away from a relationship and you make a meaningful connection. When you're marketing, you're spending hundreds or maybe thousands of dollars to get in front of a cold audience. And then you have to try to convert them so that you can build that meaningful relationship. The power of a joint venture is it starts with the relationship. And yeah, it may not work as fast. You may not get 100 leads in a week, but you might only close 1% of 100. Whereas you might meet five people and do $100 or worth 100% more worth of business because of five people versus connecting with, you know, 100 people. So it's so powerful. So powerful, guys. Reach out to Megan and Ryan. They are good people. By the way, they are also licensed in insurance. So not only do they have their incredible cost-saving program, but if you really want to do a full deep dive and ask those hard questions, like how does it compare to insurance? Why would I go with this versus that? They are more than qualified to answer those questions. And I know from personal experience, because I've asked those questions.
That's right.
So awesome. Well, Megan, thank you so much for checking in. Guys, her website is in the description below, so I'm going to make sure that is there, so go find it. And where can they connect with you if they want to just like shoot you a message?
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm mostly Facebook and Instagram, Meg Ryan W on Instagram, or The System. You can look up The System on Facebook and you'll find the Senior Vice President System and The System for Success. You can get me on any of those and send me a message and I will get back to you as well. In LinkedIn, it is Ryan and Megan Williams on LinkedIn, The System. And I'd love to connect there as well with you and Lindsay. And so please know that we aren't going to try to sell anything. We just share. And I love that about what you said about relationships, Lindsay, because as you shared, I just thought of a few other things that you and I can follow up with as well.
I know, that's how we feed off each other. We're like, so many good ideas.
Definitely. And I'm like, oh, this would be a value add for those guys with rentals. Okay, now we got to go into another conversation another time. But ladies and gentlemen, listen to Lindsay, listen to what she's offering and the solutions, because even if it's not the right fit now, it could be later. And she has got such great insight with her marketing. She will not let you overspend. She wants to work with you on what works with your company and your budget. And so I am going to give a plug back to her as we end today's podcast, is to really sit down with her and see where we can do good things. And I might be one of those solutions in her cog of all her good pie networks. But I'm just grateful I have a chance to share and let people know that it's good to have multiple streams of income. And it's really great to work with people you can trust, that because everyone wins together. I love it. Yes. Thank you, Lindsay.
100%.
Until next time, stay motivated, stay focused, and remember that the power to create the life that you want is already within you. I'm Lindsay Sutherland, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast, make sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and share the podcast with your fellow freedom seekers. Together, we'll inspire and empower countless individuals to live life on their own terms.